Rick. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Very good for a nasty rainy day.
We'll figure out a way how to get through it. The state Senate okayed K through 12 funding reductions yesterday. Tell me about that.
Well, the final vote was taken. It was sent over to the House. They will send back an omnibus education bill. I didn't support it because I believe there's going to be a lot of problems. I think we should do a lot of K-12 reforms, teacher reforms, but I think simply cutting the money is going to create a lot of chaos. So I did not vote for it.
Well, the measure was approved by just a 21-16 vote. What, in your estimation, can be done to get that number, $300 per pupil, for the fiscal year, which starts October 1st? What could be done to get that number down? And I know that some districts could get $100 per student of that funding replaced if they achieve the so-called best financial practices. But what can be done, in your estimation?
Well, I hope that many schools are able to achieve, I think it's 4 out of 5 best practices that are recommended. And I know that a lot of superintendents are working towards that goal, but some schools won't be able to do it. There will be some major cuts. I talked with one of my local schools in my district. They said they were looking at cutting busing and sports, and I think there'll be quite a reaction if that happens, and I think that we'll end up going back to the table and looking for funds to put into K-12. I just don't agree with the concept of transferring school-aid money to universities, to higher education. I think that when Proposal A was passed, most people felt they were funding K-12.
So what's the solution if you don't like the bill that you saw? What can be done to find the funding? What number would you like to see funding at?
Well, I would not have cut schools this year. I would have kept them even, and they still would have had to make cuts because costs go up, whether it be fuel for busing or costs for health insurance or whatever. Everything goes up. So if we had just kept them even, schools still would have had to make cuts. And in the meantime, we could have been passing some reforms in Lansing to restructure education in Michigan and find other ways to save costs. And that's certainly a goal, I think, of everybody.
All right, so you're sitting at the bargaining table. We got to find more money, more funding. Where are we going to find it?
Are you talking in Lansing? Or, that's not really the bargaining table so much. It's the political table here in Lansing. I will continue to be an advocate for using the school aid fund to fund K-12 and not to transfer the money to community colleges and universities. Now, a lot of people out there are blaming Governor Snyder. Well, this is a terrible idea. Well, I want to remind those folks that Governor Granholm did the same thing last year. Money was transferred from school aid fund community colleges that legally could be done, and then it was backed out of community colleges and simply dumped into the general fund to balance the budget. So this isn't something that Governor Snyder came up with. Governor Granholm did it first.
So community college funding is also going to be cut by 4%.
Yes, that is correct. But community colleges and universities have other ways of raising money. And, in fact, we've seen here over the last weekend in the media that most of our universities are sitting on billions of dollars, and a lot of it discretionary.
Well, Rick, they don't want to spend that money. They're keeping it for a rainy day.
Well, the rainy days are here.
let's talk about the transportation budget. It does not reflect a proposal to build a new bridge between Detroit and Windsor. Did you like that part of the budget?
Well, the transportation budget did not include that, but it's pretty much left open. So that if the bridge is built, all those tax credits can be used to draw down the federal money. So whether Matty Maroon gets his new bridge or there's another bridge built down the river, the other plan, either one, those credits can be used the way the transportation budget has been written. And I have supported other legislation in Lansing. I'm a sponsor of a bill that would take the sales tax that we spend on our gasoline and mandate that all the money that does not go into schools or revenue sharing go into roads.
And another portion of the bill, which I was interested to see, is that the spending plan for the state prison system reflects some closings. Talk about that.
Well, you know, that's basically a plan by the leadership of MDOC. They determine what they need and what they don't need. And as the prison populations fluctuate, if there's some prisons that need to be closed, I certainly support that. We've got a new director there at MDOC, Dan Hines, from Jackson, and I've already had a meeting with him. I think he's going to be very innovative and look for a lot of ways to save costs. Certainly, that's an area that we should look at for saving costs.
All right, Rick. What's on the top of the agenda for today?
Well, top on the agenda for the Senate is we will be honoring our servicemen and women with a ceremony for the American Legions, the VFWs, for the upcoming Memorial Day. And then we will wait. Hopefully the House will send over two omnibus budget bills, and the budget may be finalized today, and that's got to be the earliest in 40 years.
Rick Jones, State Senator for the state of Michigan. Thanks so much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Okay.